A new Forbes Advisor study has identified the biggest financial regrets from 2023. We dive in and share some tips to help you navigate through these common concerns coming up today on Wealth Health Radio.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe is, of course, an investment advisor representative, apparently easy for me to say, an independent fiduciary, Murphy Wealth Management, and so much more. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Very, very well. We have got a meaty show today, to say the least.
Well, I think there's a lot of really, there's some topics that I think is on the minds of everyday Americans and, you know, just testing the gauge. And I was talking last week, Steve, of how I love to talk to our listeners here on AM 560 to kind of get a gauge on how people are feeling. And this study kind of furthers and emboldens what people are feeling about the economy, their finances. And I think it's going to be a really fun show to go through. So I'm excited to get started.
Well, all right. So we're basing this on some information from Forbes. Forbes Advisor identified the major regrets of American retirees and that they had from 2023. Topping the list, Joe, is saving little to no money for retirement, roughly one in five of us.
Yes. And we talked about this a couple shows ago about how the U.S. savings level has basically been halved over the last couple years. Right now, the personal savings rate, Steve, is 3.2%. That's compared to 3.6% the month before. So we are not moving forward. We are moving backwards. And that's not a good sign. And our long-term average, just for our listeners, is 8.47% is the norm for the U.S. savings rate. So obviously we've slowed that down. You know, we have economic headwinds right now. Again, you know, this is the first real experience for a whole generation of financial decision makers dealing with the rising costs of goods and services in this country. It's not an easy thing to try out something new and say, you know what, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And people are running short, and what's being sacrificed, Steve, are savings.
Oh, when you look at that, saving little to no money.
Yeah, and that's gonna hurt our future generations. And then you have some of our, you know, Social Security, Medicare, you know, all on the chopping block. It creates a lot of fear. It creates a lot of anxiety, and it pauses people from starting. The one thing I will say, there's no amount of, you know, anxiety that's going to change the future, you know, and there's no amount of guilt or regret that's going to change the past. You have to channel that into action. And our environments have changed. And I think in this country, we become very accustomed to the norm of how we've all lived. We've almost been in an economic bubble. And now it feels like the winds are changing a little bit and we have to adapt. And that's the big thing I would like to people to get out of this show, is the ability to act and adapt. You know, if we're seeing our savings level decrease, there's some things that we can do, and we'll hit on in this show, for you really to improve that, because you have to save for your future self. We can't depend on the U.S. government for a sole source of our income via Social Security. You're not going to have a very happy retirement being in the poverty level depending on Social Security. So we have to find a way to navigate the current economic climate right now and also save for our future self. Not easy, Steve, but it can be done.
Can be done, I know, because I've listened to you for the last couple of years, Joe, and you make a good plan out there in terms of getting folks involved. We're talking about regrets, because we all have those. I'm not sure about this one. I'll be curious to get your take. Is failing to take advantage of interest-bearing accounts, is that something that's regrettable?
I think so. You know, the fixed rates on savings accounts, the high yield, you know, you're looking at 5.5%. And, you know, we all talk about the ravages of inflation and the loss of our purchasing power of our dollar when it's just sitting stagnant. So, you know, there's people guilty. We still see it coming in here all the time, Steve. I'll do an analysis and we'll see, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 sitting in a savings account earning, you know, 0.40 or 0.5%, 0.5%. when it can be simply moved into something that's earning 5.5. So at least you're keeping up and outpacing. And this is one of the rare times during an inflationary period where we have interest rates outpacing the inflation rate. So take advantage of that, guys. Get your money working for you. Think about it. You don't have to trade it. You just let it sit there and it's earning 5.5%. And if you have tax situations, you can look at U.S. Treasuries. You can look at munis. There's ways to save in this environment. And again, that's that little thing that can add up to a big thing over time.
Well, this is, again, because we haven't seen interest rates like this, and you talk about, you know, bank and high yield savings. That really hasn't been a factor in the last few years, but it certainly is there now, which, again, why you bring it up.
Exactly. We've had easy economic conditions. You know, near zero interest rates were a stimulus for our economy, for our businesses. Money was flowing. And one of the fights that the Fed uses against inflation is constricting the economy, slowing demand. So when we're seeing interest rates going up to kind of slow this economy down, consumers can still take advantage of that via savings level. It kind of stinks the mortgage rates and car loans are up there as well, but you want your money working for you. And if it's not working for you in this environment, guess what, Steve? It's losing. You got to turn those around. And these, again, are those little things that will add up to big things, little tweaks. So if you're earning, you know, $5,000 off your savings account as opposed to Zippo, that $5,000 can be used to pay for debt or go to a savings program for your future retirement. These are the tweaks that we want to make, real simple, easy layups that can amount to a lot of money over time.
Sure. We got to talk about credit card debt, because that certainly is a regret, and it doesn't usually happen until after.
Yes. And credit card debt is a biggie, obviously. You know, we're sitting over $1 trillion. I think it's $1.15 trillion in credit card debt. That's about $7,876 per household in credit card debt, with an average interest rate on that about 27%. Again, we're looking at loan shark rates out there. You know, these are not.
No kidding.
Yeah, this is not a personal loan rate at 8%, guys. This is, you know, you're paying more than triple on that debt. Look, it's as we transition into a new economic environment, it's also important that you analyze your spending, looking at your cash flow. It's really, really important. And I talked a couple shows ago about getting a simple budget in place. You know, most banks have access to software. You can get budgeting. You can see your cash flow. You can see that margin of what you can actually save and what you're spending. And that's one of the big things, is we have to tackle the spending. Sometimes your lifestyle has to change. If everything is going up around you, you may not be able to buy the same goods and services. You might have to make some cuts in order to start saving for the future. But putting it on the credit card is not the solution. And that, again, comes into play with, we are doing a lot of tackling of debt here, Steve. You know,
sure.
Getting people prepared for retirement, debt is the biggie. And we have a 1-2 punch here where we're using one of two strategies with our clients, and it's proven very successful. Sometimes with some clients, Steve, a small victory can create momentum to say, you know what, I'm going to shed myself of this debt. And once you shed yourself of that debt, all those minimum payments that you're making monthly can go to savings for your future self. It's a domino effect, but you got to get started.
That's just the key, isn't it? We've just got to take that first step, and we say it all the time. But until you do, I mean, and just from my own experience, I mean, once you do, it's very motivating to get yourself out of it.
Steve, do you ever go to like a pool, like a public pool where, you know, they have the high dive, and maybe you're walking by and you see the kid up there frozen on the high dive?
Exactly.
You can't be that kid on the high dive. You have to take action, and you have to know the right way to take action, and you got to start. Everything begins at the beginning, and you have to take the time to really analyze before it snowballs into something that is then so overwhelming you start avoiding it. That's the domino effect we do not want. What we do want is small victories to create that momentum, positivity, where you start learning your finances intimately and how to manage your money effectively in a really crazy environment.
Yeah, wow. And again, here's another one, part of this survey from Forbes. The list of financial regrets, saving money for emergencies. Well, yeah, we've talked about that, I mean, hundreds of times, I think.
Oh, Steve, the emergency account is big time. And one in four One in four Americans have no emergency savings. And I think it's like over 40% of Americans could not afford a $1,000 emergency. That's scary to me. And that's a result, again, of these economic headwinds, and people aren't saving. And there's a large portion of our population that really can't take one more hit. You know, one more financial hit could be doomsday. That's what we have to avoid. We have to have that emergency account cushion so you're not just throwing things on the credit card debt, because there is no economist has any idea how long this environment could last. So if you're putting on things on the credit card now, trends are that's going to continue until you max them out. And then you're doing balance transfers and trying to create a little magic just to last a little bit longer. You have to change your strategy, your overall strategy, now before things get out of control.
800-930-5905 is the number you can call to get in and have the conversation. The credit card, I mean, you know, I've said this before, but I've seen interest rates up around 30% on some cards. And I mean, that becomes such an overwhelming feeling of I can't ever get out of this. But that's when it's important to just lock it in and make stuff happen.
It's depressing. And I think it was Amelia Earhart, Steve, that said the most difficult thing is the decision to act. You know, the rest is just tenacity going after it, but actually making that decision to act, that's the turning point. But the credit card debt right now, of course, it gets overwhelming. People see it and it's fearful. Like, how am I ever going to pay that off?
Right, exactly.
That's scary. It's very scary, but you have to find a way to start. And you have to have a strategy, and you will feel good making some progress towards that. I've seen my clients' eyes light up. I've seen the smiles on the faces when they start eliminating that higher interest debt. If you're in credit card debt, look, you're not alone, you know, and this is something that can be tackled. You just have to find a plan.
And folks, if you'd like to help having some help getting that plan, now's the time to call Joe and come on in and have the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we're going to do that special offer again this week. You guys have been lighting up the phones, and we really appreciate the conversation. So we're going to do it one more time. Steve's going to give you our number in a minute. And when you call, you're going to be connected to our friendly reception, and they're going to schedule a 15-minute call with me. Maybe you have one question, or maybe you want to take advantage of our complimentary review, which is going to include a Social Security election analysis on both benefit timing, when you should elect, and the potential risk of future benefit reductions. We're also going to help you with an investment portfolio review. If we are moving towards a different economy, we want to make sure our investments are in line with what is ahead. We can't change hindsight's 2020, guys. You want to plan ahead. And we're also going to help you target with your holdings, your time horizon, and define the purpose of that account. And then finally, guys, probably the most important, with 2026 right on the horizon, tax efficiency. We want to make sure that your future distributions are as tax efficient as possible. Steve, we're only going to do 10 again this week. Give our listeners that magic number to call.
You got it, Joe. 800-930-5905 is the number. 800-930-5905. That's all it takes to get started. 800-930-5905.
When we come back, we're going to break down the latest economic news and what the headlines mean for your finances. Stay tuned.
We're back on Wealth Health Radio. Joe Murphy's here. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe's been helping folks for more than 20 years getting to and through retirement. You have a bit of a unique organization there, Joe, and unique in that you offer services that not all advisors do. And the biggest part of this is Amber, who is your wife.
Yes, Amber is an enrolled agent and considered a tax code expert. So it really is my ace in the hole as an investment advisor, is creating tax efficiency in our retirement plan, Steve. I think it's paramount, especially right now with everything that could be ahead with the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So Amber plays a huge role in this firm, and I always call her the brains behind the operation, because there's no way in all that is out there that I could spend that much time looking and deciphering tax code. God bless her.
Yes, exactly. And so we were, I mean, you were kind of wound up there at the end of the last segment.
Yeah.
Let's get back into it. You were talking about parallels between then and now, so to speak.
Yeah, and we were talking about some of the parallels, and immigration was a biggie that's not often talked about. And we had 5 million people come into this country through immigration, and they had revised the laws to allow that. And what does that tell me? During a period of stagflation, Steve, that loss of productivity is a biggie. So did they bring in immigrants to help replace that and increase the productivity? Because stagflation, guys, is like whack-a-mole. So you have these big three negatives out there, and you tackle inflation, then something else goes up. You tackle unemployment, then something else goes up. So it's really difficult for policymakers to judge and try and figure out good policy to help remedy it. Stagflation is very persistent and usually leads to a very difficult recession. At least it has in history. And again, guys, we don't know what the future holds. We can only look at what's happened in the past and gain clues about what may happen in the future. But I really wish there was more clarity from this administration on the objectives of what the policies that they're enacting right now. That really is my only wish. I think without all the opaqueness and a little more transparency, you could probably get more Americans behind a recovery and fixing this country. But we're not getting that. And I think that's why you have a lot of conspiracy theories out there. That's why you have a lot of, you know, this is bad, this is good. And instead of having compromise back and forth, Steve, or trying to really solve a problem, we have sides. And that nothing good is going to come of that. So to me, that's the biggest disappointment of this administration, is just the opaqueness of policy and what is the design. You know, immigration is good. You know, I am a first generation. My mom was from Lithuania and came in and was naturalized. And, you know, she is a proud American citizen. To me, that's what makes this country incredible. That's what makes it great. Having a melting pot of different cultures and different people out there. But why are we having this kind of immigration that's so on the back burner? No one wants to talk about it, except that people are enraged by it. So is it to increase productivity in this country? Why not just say that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. You bring up a great point about the opaqueness and just the lack of a plan, lack of vision.
Yes, lack of vision. And again, guys, I'm going to go back to stagflation one more time. You're going to hear
please.
It a lot. You are absolutely going to hear it left and right. And it may be used to scare you. It may be used to say, hey, you know what? This is something to prepare for. In 2022, I think Larry Summers was a big one saying, hey, the Fed's policy right now and this government's economic policy is going to lead to stagflation. So there were people on megaphones back in 2022 warning us that this is going to happen. Does it? We don't know. But it doesn't hurt to understand how to traverse this if this environment does occur. You know, very, very difficult. One of the best investments during stagflation or recessionary environment is commodities. That's when they boom. Commodities are very cyclical. It's a great opportunity. Again, not investment advice, but there's things that you can do if you are prepared. And that is the bottom line with this whole show, guys, is to create that spark, that catalyst to get you to plan, whether you're doing it yourself or whether you're using an advisor. You don't want to just sit. Sitting ducks usually get shot. You want to make sure that you are constantly adapting to that environment. And that's the big thing. Education, Steve, is at the forefront of this firm. And we want our clients to know the why. We're not going to dive down into crazy economic theory, but we want to have the reasoning so our clients can feel confident in the moves that we make and say, you know what, I get that. Does it work every time? No, but I would so much rather be prepared than wing it in a potential volatile future.
Sure. And again, folks, if you're a little nervous about things, now's the time to give Joe a call. It's 800-930-5905 or visit the website mwmfinancial.tax. mwmfinancial.tax is the website. You can learn a lot there, not only about who Murphy Wealth is, but also you've got some great tools on that website that will help us as well.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite sections of our website is the financial calculator section. You know,
yeah.
If you need some quick, like tax equivalent yield, if you need to just basically get a quick calculation on Social Security taxation, retirement, we have multiple tax calculators and they're free to the public. So you guys have access to those. I encourage you to visit the website. Take advantage of that. There's a lot of literature on there. There's a lot of cool links and you guys can check it out. But we put a lot of time and effort into that website to help provide some basic education out there. And if you decide after reviewing that you want to take the next step, give our firm a call and we'll set up that call with me and we'll see if we can get you going in the right direction.
Sounds great. We've got a couple more pieces of sound, if you don't mind. We're going to go to BlackRock Chairman and CEO Larry Fink. Now, we've heard from him before, but he does offer some insight. He was on Bloomberg with David Westin talking about retiring with dignity.
The acute problem here in the United States is that we have still 57 million Americans who don't have any savings or any retirement plan. Social Security is a fantastic foundation for retirement, but if that's all you have when you retire, you're going to be living in poverty, below the poverty line, because it just is not, it's supplemental, but it's not meant to be the totality of what you have in a retirement. And the whole concept of we're aging, we're all living longer. And I think one of the big narratives I've had to reflect in 2023 was the miracles of medicine, of technology, and how it transforms our lives and extends our life. There is not a dialogue in America or most places about can we afford that longevity?
Can we?
Wow, that's that's a mouthful right there, and very, very well said. That was Larry Fink, correct?
Yes, Larry Fink.
CEO of BlackRock. Yeah, very, very smart guy. Ear to the ground. And his first point about Social Security is something we brought up in the first segment. 30 to 40% of most people's retirement income is made up from Social Security. The rest, 60 or 70%, is going to be made up on your own to maintain that lifestyle. You know, straight Social Security is going to put most people below the poverty line with an average check of $1,500 a month and the cost of housing right now, groceries. You'd be in real trouble. So you have time on your side to save. And that is the catalyst that a lot of Americans really need to get behind them and say, we have to save because we cannot depend solely on Social Security. And that is a biggie for us, is creating those ancillary savings. And sometimes it can be done as easily as attacking your own budget, your cash flow, freeing that money up so you can start saving. And one of the great things I love to do with savings programs, Steve, is set up that auto enrollment where it's automatic every single month. It's just going in, boom, boom, boom. It's part of the obligation for the client. It's almost like paying a bill. However, you're not paying a company, you're paying your future self, and you're creating earnings for your future self. We talked about Einstein and the magic of compound interest. You get all that working for you, but you got to find a way to start saving. Mr. Fink also talked about longevity, which is a huge, huge deal in this country, and obviously a big boom on annuities with the lifetime income. But if you look at some of the life-saving medication and the new medication that's out there, we're living longer and we're saving less. That's not a good recipe for the future.
It shouldn't be that way. It should be the opposite.
No, and we're going to be
living longer but saving more.
Right, Steve. And if you think about it, you know, you're in your 80s and your 90s. It's not like you're going to hop out and create your own, you know, Fortune 500 company on a whim. Probably not going to happen. So you're at the mercy of the government, or you're at the mercy of friends and family. And that's not a situation I don't think anybody wants to be in. And you have control. And we always talk about controlling the things that you can control. If you have time ahead of you to save, now is the time to start, because time flies. Before you know it, you're going to look back and be like, I can't believe 10 years went by. Did you save during those 10 years or not? That's the big question that you're going to have to answer yourself. But take action, guys. We have to put the onus on ourselves to save for our future. We cannot rely on anyone else but us.
800-930-5905 if you want to have that conversation. And so we're going to, let's see, I've got one more piece of sound from Larry Fink. Basically, he's summing up what you just said. Let's go.
Our entire retirement system was based on statistics that were created 50 years ago, whereby most Americans retired between 60 and 62 then, but most Americans then passed away at 67. And today, statistically, a couple 60 years old in good health, one of them is going to live over 90.
Yeah, that's the reality, isn't it?
It is. You know, think about Social Security when it first started. It was meant to last, you know, a couple years at that tail end when you couldn't work anymore. Now it's become a mainstay for a lot of people. And again, creating 30% of most people's retirement income. So it's a big part of what we do, but will it be there? That's another question that we have to answer. There's so many questions out there. We need more answers.
That's right, we do.
Yeah, and the potential reduction, Steve, I think that's a big deal on the docket. And that is another catalyst to save even more, because we're not sure where that target is going to land on Social Security reductions. Most likely it's going to be means testing, but we don't know for sure. Again, save, guys. Save every penny that you can in this environment. You will not regret it.
Absolutely. And Joe, on that note, let's go ahead and invite folks to call. Come on in. Take advantage of your offer this week.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we're going to take the next 10 callers this week. And we love talking to our listeners here on AM 560. It's always a fun conversation. And Steve's going to give you our number in a minute. And when you call, you're going to be connected with our friendly reception, and they're going to schedule a 15-minute call with me. So maybe, guys, you have one question that you really want to ask, or maybe you want to take advantage of our complimentary review. That's going to include a Social Security election analysis on both benefit timing and the potential risk of Social Security reduction. We're also going to do an investment or portfolio review to help target your holdings towards your time horizon and what is the purpose. We want to define the purpose of that account. And then finally, guys, using tax efficiency, we want to get ahead of 2026. The potential increase in tax brackets could have a hurting on 22 to 24. You want to make sure that you are tax efficient in retirement income. Steve, next 10 callers, give them that magic number and we're going to get to work.
Sounds great, Joe. 800-930-5905, giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. Again, no cost, no obligation. Find out about how much risk you're taking. How about fees or commissions? Do you really know how much you're paying? Tax liabilities, a big part of the conversation. And, of course, that lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit, just what we've been talking about. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We have one more segment to go with Joe Murphy on Wealth Health Radio, and it happens right after this.
When we come back, we got questions from our listeners, and we're going to try and come up with some good answers right after this.
Hey, we're back on Wealth Health Radio. Joe Murphy's here. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe's been helping folks for more than 20 years getting to and through retirement. You have a bit of a unique organization there, Joe, and unique in that you offer services that not all advisors do. And the biggest part of this is Amber, who is your wife.
Yes, Amber is an enrolled agent and considered a tax code expert. So it really is my ace in the hole as an investment advisor is creating tax efficiency in our retirement plan, Steve. I think it's paramount, especially right now with everything that could be ahead with the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So Amber plays a huge role in this firm, and I always call her the brains behind the operation because there's no way in all that is out there that I could spend that much time looking and deciphering tax code. God bless her.
Yes, exactly. And so we were, I mean, you were kind of wound up there at the end of the last segment.
Yeah.
Let's get back into it. You were talking about parallels between then and now, so to speak.
Yeah, and we were talking about some of the parallels, and immigration was a biggie that's not often talked about. And we had 5 million people come into this country through immigration, and they had revised the laws to allow that. And what does that tell me? During a period of stagflation, Steve, that loss of productivity is a biggie. So did they bring in immigrants to help replace that and increase the productivity? Because stagflation, guys, is like whack-a-mole. So you have these big three negatives out there, and you tackle inflation, then something else goes up. You tackle unemployment, then something else goes up. So it's really difficult for policymakers to judge and try and figure out good policy to help remedy it. Stagflation is very persistent and usually leads to a very difficult recession, at least it has in history. And again, guys, we don't know what the future holds. We can only look at what's happened in the past and gain clues about what may happen in the future. But I really wish there was more clarity from this administration on the objectives of what the policies that they're enacting right now. That really is my only wish. I think without all the opaqueness and a little more transparency, you could probably get more Americans behind a recovery and fixing this country. But We're not getting that. And I think that's why you have a lot of conspiracy theories out there. That's why you have a lot of, you know, this is bad, this is good. And instead of having compromise back and forth, Steve, or trying to really solve a problem, we have sides. And that nothing good is going to come of that. So to me, that's the biggest disappointment of this administration, is just the opaqueness of policy and what is the design. You know, immigration is good. You know, I am a first generation. My mom was from Lithuania and came in and was naturalized. And, you know, she is a proud American citizen. To me, that's what makes this country incredible. That's what makes it great. Having a melting pot of different cultures and different people out there. But why are we having this kind of immigration that's so on the back burner? No one wants to talk about it, except that people are enraged by it. So is it to increase productivity in this country? Why not just say that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. You bring up a great point about the opaqueness and just the lack of a plan, lack of vision.
Yes, lack of vision. And again, guys, I'm going to go back to stagflation one more time. You're going to hear
please.
It a lot. You are absolutely going to hear it left and right. And it may be used to scare you. It may be used to say, hey, you know what? This is something to prepare for. In 2022, I think Larry Summers was a big one saying, hey, the Fed's policy right now and this government's economic policy is going to lead to stagflation. So there were people on megaphones back in 2022 warning us that this is going to happen. Does it? We don't know. But it doesn't hurt to understand how to traverse this if this environment does occur. You know, very, very difficult. One of the best investments during stagflation or recessionary environment is commodities. That's when they boom. Commodities are very cyclical. It's a great opportunity. Again, not investment advice, but there's things that you can do if you are prepared. And that is the bottom line with this whole show, guys, is to create that spark, that catalyst to get you to plan, whether you're doing it yourself or whether you're using an advisor. You don't want to just sit. Sitting ducks usually get shot. You want to make sure that you are constantly adapting to that environment. And that's the big thing. Education, Steve, is at the forefront of this firm. And we want our clients to know the why. We're not going to dive down into crazy economic theory, but we want to have the reasoning so our clients can feel confident in the moves that we make and say, you know what? I get that. Does it work every time? No, but I would so much rather be prepared than wing it in a potential volatile future.
Sure. And again, folks, if you're a little nervous about things, now's the time to give Joe a call. It's 800-930-5905 or visit the website mwmfinancial.tax. mwmfinancial.tax is the website. You can learn a lot there, not only about who Murphy Wealth is, but also you've got some great tools on that website that will help us as well.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite sections of our website is the financial calculator section. You know,
yeah.
If you need some quick, like tax equivalent yield, if you need to just basically get a quick calculation on Social Security taxation, retirement, we have multiple tax calculators and they're free to the public. So you guys have access to those. I encourage you to visit the website. Take advantage of that. There's a lot of literature on there. There's a lot of cool links and you guys can check it out. But we put a lot of time and effort into that website to help provide some basic education out there. And if you decide after reviewing that you want to take the next step, give our firm a call and we'll set up that call with me and we'll see if we can get you going in the right direction.
Sounds great. We've got a couple more pieces
sure.
of sound, if you don't mind. We're going to go to BlackRock Chairman and CEO Larry Fink. Now, we've heard from him before, but he does offer some insight. He was on Bloomberg with David Westin talking about retiring with dignity.
The acute problem here in the United States is that we have still 57 million Americans who don't have any savings or any retirement plan. Social Security is a fantastic foundation for retirement, but if that's all you have when you retire, you're going to be living in poverty, below the poverty line, because it just is not, it's supplemental, but it's not meant to be the totality of what you have in retirement. And the whole concept of we're aging, we're all living longer. And I think one of the big narratives I've had to reflect in 2023 was the miracles of medicine, of technology, and how it transforms our lives and extends our life. There is not a dialogue in America or most places about can we afford that longevity?
Can we?
Wow, that's a mouthful right there, and very, very
truly.
Said. That was Larry Fink, correct?
Yes, Larry Fink.
Yeah, so CEO of BlackRock. Yeah, very, very smart guy. Ear to the ground. And his first point about Social Security is something we brought up in the first segment. 30 to 40% of most people's retirement income is made up from Social Security. The rest, 60 or 70%, is going to be made up on your own to maintain that lifestyle. You know, straight Social Security is going to put most people below the poverty line with an average check of $1,500 a month and the cost of housing right now, groceries. You'd be in real trouble. So you have time on your side to save. And that is the catalyst that a lot of Americans really need to get behind them and say, we have to save because we cannot depend solely on Social Security. And that is a biggie for us, is creating those ancillary savings. And sometimes it can be done as easily as attacking your own budget, your cash flow, freeing that money up so you can start saving. And one of the great things I love to do with savings programs, Steve, is set up that auto enrollment where it's automatic every single month. It's just going in, boom, boom, boom. It's part of the obligation for the client. It's almost like paying a bill. However, you're not paying a company. You're paying your future self, and you're creating earnings for your future self. We talked about Einstein and the magic of compound interest. You get all that working for you, but you got to find a way to start saving. Mr. Fink also talked about longevity. Which is a huge, huge deal in this country, and obviously a big boom on annuities with the lifetime income. But if you look at some of the life-saving medication and the new medication that's out there, we're living longer and we're saving less. That's not a good recipe for the future.
It shouldn't be that way. It's should be the opposite.
No, and we're going to be
living longer but saving more.
Right, Steve. And if you think about it, you know, you're in your 80s and your 90s. It's not like you're going to hop out and create your own, you know, Fortune 500 company on a whim. Probably not going to happen. So you're at the mercy of the government, or you're at the mercy of friends and family. And that's not a situation I don't think anybody wants to be in. And you have control. And we always talk about controlling the things that you can control. If you have time ahead of you to save, now is the time to start, because time flies. Before you know it, you're going to look back and be like, I can't believe 10 years went by. Did you save during those 10 years or not? That's the big question that you're going to have to answer yourself. But take action, guys. We have to put the onus on ourselves to save for our future. We cannot rely on anyone else but us.
800-930-5905 if you want to have that conversation. And so we're going to, let's see, I've got one more piece of sound from Larry Fink. And basically, he's summing up what you just said. Let's go.
Our entire retirement system was based on statistics that were created 50 years ago, whereby most Americans retired between 60 and 62 then, but most Americans then passed away at 67. And today, statistically, a couple 60 years old in good health, one of them is going to live over 90.
Yeah, that's the reality, isn't it?
It is. You know, think about Social Security when it first started. It was meant to last, you know, a couple years at that tail end when you couldn't work anymore. Now it's become a mainstay for a lot of people. And again, creating 30% of most people's retirement income. So it's a big part of what we do, but will it be there? That's another question that we have to answer. There's so many questions out there. We need more answers.
That's right, we do.
Yeah, and the potential reduction, Steve, I think that's a big deal on the docket. And that is another catalyst to save even more, because we're not sure where that target is going to land on Social Security reductions. Most likely it's going to be means testing, but we don't know for sure. Again, save, guys. Save every penny that you can in this environment. You will not regret it.
Absolutely. And Joe, on that note, let's go ahead and invite folks to call. Come on in. Take advantage of your offer this week.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we're going to take the next 10 callers this week. And we love talking to our listeners here on AM 560. It's always a fun conversation. And Steve's going to give you our number in a minute. And when you call, you're going to be connected with our friendly reception, and they're going to schedule a 15-minute call with me. So maybe, guys, you have one question that you really want to ask, or maybe you want to take advantage of our complimentary review. That's going to include a Social Security election analysis on both benefit timing and the potential risk of Social Security reduction. We're also going to do an investment or portfolio review to help target your holdings towards your time horizon and what is the purpose. We want to define the purpose of that account. And then finally, guys, using tax efficiency, we want to get ahead of 2026. The potential increase in tax brackets could have a hurting on 22 to 24. You want to make sure that you are tax efficient in retirement income. Steve, next 10 callers, give them that magic number, and we're going to get to work.
Sounds great, Joe. 800-930-5905, giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. Again, no cost, no obligation. Find out about how much risk you're taking. How about fees or commissions? Do you really know how much you're paying? Tax liabilities, a big part of the conversation. And of course, that lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit, just what we've been talking about. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We have one more segment to go with Joe Murphy on Wealth Health Radio, and it happens right after this.
When we come back, we got questions from our listeners, and we're going to try and come up with some good answers right after this.
We're back on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy. I'm Steve Siddall. This is, again, the time where we get into some questions, but I want to talk a little bit about a couple other things that you mentioned to me before the show. And let's talk about small business and some of the statistics that have shown themselves. And it's not been a good April for small business.
No. And the most interesting thing, Steve, I told you, I'm not a big social media guy, but I do have Twitter, X or whatever it's called, the Elon Musk thing. And I was looking through, and most of my stuff is all financials. I like to get current events on there. It's you know, really easy. But I saw it's almost hard for me to say. But according to a study by Alignable, and this was through Bloomberg, because I could not believe this was true. The delinquency rate for U.S. small businesses has climbed to a 3-year high this month. We're looking at 43% to 46% of small businesses out there were unable to make their rent. And this is years. This is keeps increasing, where small businesses are really taking it on the chin. And most interesting is right below that, there was a tweet from President Biden. And the tweet said, and I'm going to quote this, small businesses are responsible for 99.9% of all American business and nearly half of our economy. They are the glue that holds our nation together. And right after that, then I saw 46% of small businesses are unable to make their rent. That is a core expense. What else are small business owners not being able to afford in this environment? And remember, Steve, this comes off one of the biggest investments into small businesses over the past 3 years in history. This administration has poured money into small businesses. I mean, we are looking at massive in the billions, and they have helped women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. They have given influxes, yet still we are seeing this type of catastrophic result. What is going on with this one?
You got to wonder. And you know, you're looking at some of the statistics, hasn't been this way since the delinquency rate was as high or higher than it was right now, way back in March of 2021, which was in the throes of the pandemic.
Yeah, under the throes of the pandemic. But I mean, we're at a point here. And again, I think President Biden's right. Look, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. There's no doubt about that. But what happened to all this investment? How could that be? How could almost half of businesses not be able to make a core expense like rent? That to me is scary. Like I couldn't believe it. I thought it was just out there, you know, put out there to anger someone, you know, from the right to make them hate the left or some, you know, how that craziness works out there. But when I researched it, I couldn't believe it. And this is the third year in a row we have seen 40% plus of small businesses unable to make rent. That is the American dream, guys. That's what, you know, a lot of people go after in this country. And the great thing about America is you can be who you want to be. If you work for it, you can get it. And that small business is that dream. And I know that as a small business owner. And it's just devastating to me to think that fellow business owners are really struggling like that with that type of support. So where is this money really going? That's what I really want to research, is where are these funds going that they are having no result, or the federal contracts that they're awarding right now. And guys, the federal contracts are gold. If you are a small business owner and you receive a federal contract, you're in it. you're good to go. You're getting paid by the U.S. government. You don't have to worry about bounce checks, at least right now in this environment. But again, it's one of those things, Steve, that we're going to keep our ear to the ground. We're going to keep our eye on it. But it's an indicator that I didn't want to see, because we really believe in small businesses in this country.
Sure. What do you attribute this to, Joe? Is it the pandemic? Is it still holdovers? Is it, bad management? I mean, it can't be that much bad management.
I don't think it's so much bad management. I just think, you know, anytime the government allocates any resources, there's a percentage of natural grift on it, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So I think that there's probably some loss there, but where is the target? You know, how I would love to see the return of investment on this, you know, taxpayer dollars going as an influx. Where is it going? And, you know, the federal government is heck bent on awarding federal contracts to small businesses. Who's getting these contracts? And, you know, how are so many suffering when so many are exploding? And again, that's rewarding the few for whatever reason, while the rest of the small business population suffers. And that's where we need it to even out. We need this country to help all people of all types. It doesn't matter. That's really what I'd like to see. But I'll have to do a little bit more research, Steve. I'll dig in and I'll report next week.
All right. I'll look forward to that. In the meantime, let's go to a couple of questions.
Sure.
Folks have been busy this week.
Yeah.
Lenny is up first. He says, how should an individual retirement account, an IRA, be managed? Should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? Can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself?
Okay. So we're talking about a rollover here. You're not going to pay any taxes on the actual rollover. Just first and foremost, for any of our listeners doing a rollover, you're not going to pay any taxes. So you don't have to get anything withheld. On a Roth conversion, yes. And you don't want to get the taxes withheld from that account. You want to pay them outside. The second part of that question, Steve, was, can you reread that one more time?
Oh, yeah,
for me,
sure.
Please?
He's saying, can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account?
Yeah. So I believe that he's talking about a Roth conversion.
Yes. Roth conversion. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. You probably don't want to consider a Roth conversion unless you have the tax money sitting in an after-tax account that you can readily pay. And why? Because you're going to be depleting that retirement account just to move it into Roth. So you're going to have less retirement dollars working for you. And remember, guys, a Roth conversion can be incredibly beneficial for the right situation. It's not right for every situation. So you want to have an analysis done to see what a Roth conversion is going to do for you, because you might be better off based on your income just taking the distributions from the IRA or the 401k in retirement, because maybe you have a lower income tax bracket in retirement. So these are things that if you're doing a Roth conversion, if you're considering a Roth conversion, call us. We can help you with the calculations and make sure, number one, it's right for your situation, but you don't want to get those taxes withheld or pay them from the account you're moving to your Roth.
All right, fair enough. 800-930-5905 is the number. Lenny, give us a call. Vincent is saying, it's nice to hear someone explain finances in just plain speak. Well, hallelujah, I agree. He says, I enjoy your show. You talk about steady income in retirement. How do you build that?
Oh, great question. And thank you for that. We try and clarify. I know we dive down some stuff on this show, but we've gotten a lot of feedback from our listeners and a lot of people want to hear more. So we're gonna keep it going, but we will try and keep it the language where it's understandable. Because, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this and interested in finance, that, you know, they didn't go to class for this. They're not surrounded by it. You know, I'm immersed in it. So for me, it's secondary lingo, but I always try and break that down. I try and put myself into a situation, you know, if I had to go to an engineering firm and they started throwing formulas at me, I would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they could, you know, they could put the hand gestures and the personality. Oh, yes, this makes sense. But I really don't have any idea. So breaking it down simply is really priority here. Secondly, your question was, and I just got on a rant and I forgot what the question was.
So I just want, how do you build income?
Ah, income. Yes. And retirement income is extremely important. Number one, if you want steady income, dividend paying stocks are awesome. And that is something that we do here. Secondly, you can use an annuity. Annuities are the biggest form of lifetime income. And we're talking about, Larry Fink was talking about longevity risk and people outliving their savings. That's what the annuity was designed to do, guys. And the advent of the higher interest rates has really allowed these insurance companies to jump the benefits on some of these indexed annuities. I've been doing this for 24 years, and I've never seen rates this high. It's just ridiculous. But it doesn't mean it's a fit. There's pros and there's cons to annuities. But if you really want to make sure you're not going to outlive your money, an annuity is that exactly what you are looking for. You got to also find the right one, unfortunately, because there's thousands of them. So as a fiduciary and as an insurance agent, we help partner with annuities in some points for some clients to really create that dependable stream of income that our clients can't outlive. No matter if they live to be, Steve, 130, they're still going to have that paycheck coming in.
Sure. And Margo's got a question. This is one we see frequently, especially lately. Been getting so many calls and emails about buying precious metals or converting my IRA into gold. Is it legitimate? And if so, is it smart?
Oh, I think gold investment is a very, especially, like I said, if we go into stagflation, gold is gold. That's its launch point. However, the gold IRAs can make sense. There's a lot of companies that offer them. You really have to do your due diligence on fees and understand that there's limited liquidity in those things. Pulling your money out is not easy. We've done it. We've done rollovers from gold IRAs. It can be very difficult. The thing I have with gold in gold IRAs and things like that is if you're buying it as something that in a catastrophic end of the world environment, probably not. Because think about it. If you have your gold IRA and you're invested in gold at a custodian during a time of chaos, are you going to be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, guess what? Currency's crashed. I need my gold now. You're probably going to be on a 6-month waiting list. So the main thing with gold IRAs, look at the fees, look at the track record of the custodian. Make sure that you're comfortable because we've seen fees as high as 5% from some of these companies out there. It's expensive. You may be better off buying a gold spot ETF to get exposure to that gold or just buying a couple gold coins and keeping them in your safe. But if you're buying them for chaos, I don't know. To me, I think food is probably going to be more important than gold, but that's just me. So again, be very careful, due diligence. And if you have questions on a gold IRA or one of those commercials of razzle dazzle you're seeing on TV, let us know. We'll help you break it down.
Sure. Sounds good, Joe. 800-930-5905. Margo, give us a call. And Joe, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, that was a fun show. We went fast. We covered a lot of stuff, Steve. So we're going to do this offer one more time. And again, you guys have been lighting up the phone. So let's keep these conversations going. Let me know what's going on in your mind and we'll see if we can get that into a solution to help you solve your problem. Next 10 callers to the show, we have an offer that's going to knock your socks off. And Steve's going to give you our number in a minute. And when you call, guys, you're going to be connected to our friendly reception and they're going to schedule a 15-minute phone call with me. So maybe you just have one question, which is fine. And maybe it's a launching point for some of the things that you want to get done. Or maybe you're interested in our complimentary review, which is going to include a Social Security election analysis on both benefit timing and the potential risk of Social Security reduction in 2034. We're also going to do an investment portfolio review to help target your holdings towards your time horizon and define the purpose of that account. And then finally, guys, tax efficiency. With 2026 on the horizon, tax efficiency is king. Steve, next 10 callers, give them that number and we're going to get to work.
800-930-5905, that is the number. Now's the time to give Joe and the team a call. 800-930-5905, that's 800-930-5905. Joe, as always, a pleasure. My favorite show of the week. We just go through so much, and it's always insightful to me.
Well, appreciate that, Steve. We always have a good conversation, and it's fast-paced, so it's like a blur, and hopefully our radio listeners out there got something out of this show, and, you know, we're excited for the weeks to come. I know I'm going to be talking to Chrissy in a couple weeks here, so we're going to have her on the show, which will be fun, and, you know, everyone have a great week. Take it day by day, and get starting on increasing that savings level. Have a great week, guys.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.